State Senator Chris Jacobs has introduced a bill calling on the Thruway Authority to eliminate the toll stations at the North and South Grand Island bridges. But he adds if he cannot convince them to do away with toll collections, he would urge the Thruway Authority to adopt a high-speed cashless electronic system, like one utilized at the Tappan Zee Bridge. State Assemblyman Angelo Morinello is sponsoring similar legislation.
If this cannot be done, I echo our senator's sentiments on electronic tolls.
Morinello says the toll booths, especially at the South Bridges, hurt tourism because traffic is stalled, sometimes for at least 1 hour during the summer months. The Thruway Authority has contended over the years that the tolls are necessary to raise funds for bridge maintenance needs. But how much money is raised is a mystery to lawmakers. Jacobs says the authority is not forthcoming with that information.
Well, the Thruway Authority has historically been very vague in that, and it's hard to get that information. I don't believe they honor a Freedom of Information Act request on that. My understanding, I've heard numbers as much as $20 million.
Earlier in the day, Grand Island Supervisor Nate McMurray and private citizens announced the launch of a petition drive that will seek at least 10,000 signatures from people who want the toll booths gone. Those signatures will eventually be delivered to Governor Andrew Cuomo. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.